going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This hour is brought to you by JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
The amount of top tier talent, while it's good, the volume isn't necessarily there. I feel like there's a few clumps of groups of players that are really good, but they're similar in terms of value. And I feel like there's good depth in certain positions.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Let's also promote what is coming up tonight on The Score. It is a big deal. Tune in from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight for Draft Night on The Score, hosted by Mark Grody, Dave Wannstedt, that's right, the coach is in, and Judson Richards, who does a great job. The guys will be live as round one of the draft begins, with live reports from Hallis Hall and instant reaction to what the Bears decide to do with the 10th overall pick. That is tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. The show will be streamed on YouTube and Twitch, and I appreciate the texter 630. Because his guy is PCA, or their guy, and they even did the strengths. Elite speed and defense, ball pops off the bat. The weaknesses, questionable plate discipline, plays with a flair that is unbecoming. Very funny. I appreciated the jokes.
No, I like it. Those seem accurate.
And funny. And the flair is now paying off. Look at that. Very NFL funny to me, so thank you for playing along with our bit. Getting back to what we have seen in the draft, I think it's a good time to re-examine some of what was said by the Bears front office, both Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham, when it came to what was going on with their impressions. And then I know that the big pulled quote that everybody took was, this could get wild. And we talked a little bit about it with Herb Howard earlier of the Bigs, but trying to figure out what that really means based on what they know about the talent pool here. That 5 through 50 estimated being equal talent level or relatively equal.
I look at the talent and understand that in my estimation, based on everything that I've read, everything that I've heard, there's only so many guys who are difference makers. And that's why I know I blew Herb's mind when I said, the Bears should just go ahead and just trade up and get Abdul Carter. And you immediately
just do that.
No. But I'm saying you immediately was like, well, I don't want to give up, you know, one of those second round picks to do that. I was like,
you have to.
Why not? But my point is, why not? Why not?
So there's a couple of notes here that have gone by in the past, what, 24 hours or so.
Yes.
Art Stapleton, the Giants and NFL beat reporter for USA Today and NorthJersey.com, a.k.a. the suburbs adjacent to New York, stated this. Drew Rosenhaus, who is Abdul Carter's agent, revealed on, this is now last night's Hey Rookie, two nights ago, welcome to the NFL, that the Bears and Cowboys wanted Carter to visit them, but they declined. Carter only took visits with the top four.
That means he's expected to only be drafted by the top four teams.
That would also lead me to think that the Bears don't want to trade up.
I don't know that that's how I read that. I mean, Drew Rosenhaus is going to do what he feels is in the best interest of his client.
Doesn't he always?
Yes. And so no one expects Abdul Carter to fall below four. That's just not going to happen.
No.
So it's just a matter of which team is it that will be selecting him with a top four pick.
Then there's this from Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News. League source text, Chicago Bears looking to move up. Another league source, six teams ahead of the Bears at number 10 are open to moving back.
It seems to be wide open for trade. I like it. I only like it, though, if it's for that guy.
That's the one. Like, not even Ashton Dente. You're only going to roll the dice for that guy.
Okay, so back to the way you reacted when I suggested trading up for Abdul Carter. Would you rather have Abdul Carter or Ashton Dente? Just on its face, without any other context.
I know, that's a good question.
I don't think it's a hard question to answer. Abdul Carter.
Why do you say it? I'm thinking because the Bears did add a lot to their defensive line already, and they still need more help on offense, so I went Ashton Dente.
Wait, you really think the Bears added a lot to their defensive line?
They added Grady Jarrett. They added Dio Dengo. Yes. They were depending on Jervon Dexter previously. They were, you know, we were trying to figure out what they were doing with Zach Pickens, for example.
How did that...
Andrew Billings is theoretically healthy. Now, none of these guys replace a game-wrecking guy like Abdul Carter, but at the same time, the relative need on either side of the ball, yeah, I'm probably still leaning offense.
Okay. Yes, normally I would say offense, but not necessarily Ashton Dente, because I think there is still a debate, and you know, Anthony Heron can talk about this with us when he joins us for the next segment, is that Ashton Dente, a guy who some will say is a generational talent, and some will just say he had generational production because of who he played for and where he played. I think there are other backs. Mike Florio just said it a few segments ago. You can go listen to that full conversation with Mike Florio on the Rewind feature in the Odyssey app. But some teams think Marion Hampton is better than Ashton Dente. Now, he's the first person I heard say that. I haven't heard anyone else say that. I'll be clear on that. But my overall point being, you need guys who get to the quarterback. Abdul Carter is the most surefire way in this draft, I think, to get a guy who does that. At an elite level, at a Pro Bowl, All-Pro, perhaps Hall of Fame level, if you're going to put the trajectory out there.
I heard the phrase recently, sometimes court determines who's lying the least. And I feel like in this case, it's perhaps what determines who's got the fewest holes in their game. Like, who can be the most consistently determinable on any team.
Okay.
And that's where I do have a few questions about Dente.
I think that's where we all have... Well, I think that's where we should have questions on Dente specifically. I just... The idea of trading up for him and losing one of your other picks where you can help yourself, that doesn't make sense, especially when you can use one of those literal picks that you're trading to just draft a running back because there's that many good running backs.
I just also don't think the Bears are one or two talents away from making a huge difference in their record.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
And when I say huge difference, I mean, can you beat a team that's a perennial playoff team? That's what I'm talking about. That's when discussions like these really hit. But the issue is teams like that are typically not up at this level of the draft.
A texter hit with earlier. They're like, Marshall, what are the four positions where the Bears could draft actual starters? I was like, what are you talking about? Left tackle, running back, defensive line, whether that's interior or edge, and then tight end.
Yeah. Especially if you're running 12 personnel.
That was not a hard question for me to answer.
Well, starter, then that's you know, starter's still cool.
I didn't say day one starter. I said year one starter. That's got two meanings. One, they could become a starter by the end of the season after getting their feet underneath them as an NFL player. Two, when somebody gets hurt, they can plug and play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And also, there's still a discussion about who the third receiver is on this team.
There is.
I know Olamide Zaccheaus was acquired, but how much do you really see him playing?
I mean, I think he's can do the job. The whole point of Ben Johnson being the head coach and the play caller is that you have confidence in his ability to draw up things that he wants and utilize personnel the way they need, maximize the personnel usage. That's the whole point. Now, if you have better personnel, that maximization becomes more.
And he says strip it down to the studs, but again, scheme does dictate some of the need in this.
Yeah.
Is it 12 personnel? You know, and I agree with 630. What happens with linebacker? You know, you kind of know. You think you know, but is it a done deal? We find out, at least over the next 2 days.
The 773 just hit us. Would you rather have Abdul Carter or Mason Graham? I'd rather have Abdul Carter
if he's healthy.
If he's healthy, yeah. And so
those are good problems to have.
So am I still convincing you about the Abdul Carter versus Ashton Jeanty? I feel like you're with me now, right?
No, I mean, I'm still more pro offense just because of this team's need. I'm saying, yeah, you know, that's a bigger risk I'm taking. In that hypothetical?
You'd rather trade up for Ashton Jeanty than Abdul Carter, though? I have no interest in trading up for Ashton Jeanty. If I'm the Bears and I'm looking at what I have and knowing there's other running backs available in the second, even third round.
You didn't ask me. I mean, you just asked me based on those two people, and I still think that I would rather trade up for an offensive talent because this team needs it.
Okay. I think the team needs people to get to the quarterback more than it needs a running back. And especially in a draft, now full context, where there are other running backs available and you're not going to get another edge rusher or interior defensive lineman who is going to bring what Abdul Carter brings on day one.
Yeah, I that's, you know, if this were still the Matt Eberflus defense we were talking about, where you knew what he could do, then I think it's a little more definitive. But in this scheme, I don't necessarily know that it's that automatic to the result.
I just want people to be, here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want us to come in here tomorrow because the Bears didn't take Ashton Jeanty and be upset that the Bears don't have a new starting running back because it's only one round.
I'm not upset, but that's...
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about people.
No, I mean, there's a list of good running backs in this draft. And when I say good, I mean really good. But when it comes to where I would like to see another game changer on the Bears at that level, I'm still voting offense for now. Just because that's my biggest place of need. Well, ideally, Montez Sweat has more than 5.5 sacks.
But if you give him help on the other side, then...
Which you think you've done with Dio Dangbo? They're paying him like that.
I don't know. I don't know. But I like the idea of getting a monster edge on a rookie contract. I like that idea.
Don't we all?
I like that idea. More than I like getting a running back who... I feel like you get other running backs. You can just... I always tell people in life, I was like, don't let people treat you like a running back. And when I say that...
Fungible? Replaceable?
Replaceable. I had a friend of mine, she was dating a guy, and I was like, man, he's treating you like a running back.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's insulting.
I was like, listen.
Oh, now you play the drop, Robbie? Now? Not when I set his strength and paused for 3 seconds?
Listen.
Look at me when I'm talking.
Listen, this goes for women and...
I'm sorry, I can't even take myself seriously.
No, listen, this goes for women and for men. Make sure the person that you're dating, make sure they see you as a quarterback, someone that can, a franchise quarterback. That's what we want to be in someone else's life. A running back, we know how running backs are viewed. Like, you run the tread off of them, and it's on to the next one.
It's terrible.
Is that now running backs? And that's not just in relationships.
Don't let him treat you like you're a middle reliever.
I always tell people.
Next thing you know, you're optioned to Colorado Springs.
But, like, that's the thing. You want people to value you.
No, I completely agree with you. But I'm saying, like, instant impact on this team, like, instantly. Yeah,
I think
in the department of instantly.
I think Carter would have a bigger instant impact than Ashton Jeanty would.
Yeah, and I mean that's the argument when you're talking about the blue chip players.
Yes, and I'm not saying Ashton Jeanty isn't a blue chip player.
He was a runner up for the Heisman.
Yes, but I just think from what I've seen, Abdul Carter, the competition he's gone against, he is no doubt he's a guy that if the number one pick had a young quarterback like a Bryce Young or something, they just happened to be bad and they had the number one pick, he would be the number one pick.
Don't let him treat you like they treat Bryce Young either.
Bryce Young's still the franchise quarterback, though.
They had some nice progress the second half
of the season. They looked much better on offense.
Let's go to the tape. I want to get some insight here from Dennis Allen when he talks about the defensive line. Maybe there are some context clues in there we can find.
I think it's a step in the right direction. You know, I think, look, we're never in the position that we're just satisfied with where we're at. We're going to continue to look for areas that we think we can improve this defense. But I do think we made some improvement in that area, obviously, with the addition of Grady, as an interior defensive tackle. Dio, I think one of the things that he does exceptionally well is I think he moves inside in passing downs and rushes really well from the interior. So I do think we have some options in there, and certainly that's like one of the main points of pass rush. You know, everybody talks about these speed rushers off the edge, but really it's about the interior pocket pressure that you have to have, and that allows guys like Montez Sweat to be able to have some success coming off the edge.
All right, well, that didn't give me any information.
Well, we're just getting started. Tells me they need more. Also, that last comment I just said, read right here, 312, he's treating you like a Cubs third baseman.
I saw that.
That's
first, and that is a position that should be more valued.
Yeah, it
should. Snap.
That's what happens when you're out here playing around and not getting your franchise guy, your cornerstone.
708, be treated the way Poles values punters.
Man, that's tough. That is tough.
No, that's what you want. But here's the problem is deep down, do you know you don't bring enough value then to be drafted?
Listen, all I'm saying is running backs are devalued. And yes, every once in a while, there is a great running back like a Saquon Barkley. But for you to say, I'm going to roll with this guy, Ashton Jeanty, he better be Hall of Fame level when you have the needs that you need right that you have right now as the Bears. Otherwise, get Mason Graham, get Abdul Carter, get a guy who can help you get things done on defense, because that's been lacking.
I mean, I understand. I just think if you follow the money here with this team, they've paid people where you can tell based on the paycheck, they're expecting a lot of responsibility out of those individuals. Like, they're expecting a lot of responsibility out of Grady Jarrett. They're expecting a lot of responsibility out of Dio Odengbo, by the way the paychecks are.
I'll just remind you again, because this is going to be a guy on a rookie contract. Offensive line, defensive line, you can't have enough guys. And offensive line, it's more about depth because of injury. Defensive line, it's just because you need waves. Multiple waves of guys coming at you.
I understand, but I still just think the greater need for this team as a whole is on the offense, and the best insurance policy for a quarterback, especially learning again, almost like it's his rookie season part two, is a good running back.
Well, yes.
Does that mean that he's worth giving up like potential needed depth on the team at quality draft picks to get him in draft capital? That's the part I'm not confident about.
I just, knowing the depth there of great running backs, and I can't wait till Anthony Hare makes his way on the other side of this glass so we can really get into this.
Well, but, and I'm just saying, but in the window of this discussion specifically, where these are your options, I'm still voting offense.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.